This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government tightens rules on foreign visits, forms GNG Agreement Implementation Committee. National Assembly Committee calls for implementation of National Human Rights Commission recommendations. 3-day Youth Climate Conference begins in Kathmandu for stronger climate action and participation. And top court in France overturns social media ban for under-15s. Now, the news in detail. The Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers has stressed the need to make foreign visits by government employees more systematic, transparent and cost-effective. At a press briefing in Kathmandu yesterday, spokesperson at the office, Hemraj Arial, said a circular had been issued to all ministries and government agencies, making it mandatory to obtain prior approval from the Prime Minister's office before nominating employees for foreign visits. The government has also introduced a system requiring employees who attend foreign studies, trainings, meetings, seminars, workshops and conferences to share the knowledge and experience gained with colleagues upon returning. Likewise, in another development, the government has stressed effective implementation of the Standard Treatment Protocol, or STP, by linking it with the health insurance system. A meeting chaired by Prime Minister's health advisor, Dr. Jagadish Prasad Agrawal, and attended by 18 health specialists, emphasized uniformity in basic healthcare and treatment standards to make health services more systematic, quality-oriented and affordable. Meanwhile, the government has formed the GNG Agreement and Integrated Package Implementation, Coordination and Facilitation Committee to help implement agreements reached with the injured and the families of those killed during the GNG movement of September 8 and 9. The committee will monitor implementation of the agreement signed between the government and the GNG representatives on December 10, 2025 and the integrated package approved by the cabinet on July 2nd. The committee includes representatives from relevant ministries as well as members representing injured and martyr families. Minister for Home Affairs Suthan Gurung has said the government will seriously review cases registered during the Gen Z movement, ensuring that the innocent people are not prosecuted out of prejudice or revenge, while those involved in serious crimes do not escape legal action. Speaking at a meeting of the House of Representatives Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee, Minister Gurung said a committee has been formed to study the withdrawal of government-prosecuted criminal cases in line with the existing legal provisions, adding that the process would be completed carefully and without unnecessary delay. Meanwhile, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Minister Sobhita Gautam called for a broad acceptance of the political agreements reached between the government and the Gen Z representatives following the Gen Z movement. Participating ministers and lawmakers highlighted the need for comprehensive reforms in prisons and child correction facilities, including improvements in physical infrastructure, laws, institutions and policies with human rights at the center, while calling for better facilities, psychological counseling, special arrangements for vulnerable groups including gender and sexual minorities, and productive and rehabilitative activities for prisoners to ensure their rights and dignity. The Federalism Enablement and National Concerns Committee under the National Assembly has stressed the need for effective implementation of reports and recommendations issued by the National Human Rights Commission. At the committee's meeting yesterday, lawmakers drew the government's attention to various issues affecting citizens and called for timely monitoring to ensure the commission's recommendations are properly implemented. National Human Rights Commission Chairperson Top Bahadur Magar said the Commission receives complaints related to human rights violations, delays in justice and inadequate investigations, and stressed the need for stronger coordination among state agencies, noting that such issues cannot be resolved by the Commission alone. Speaker Dol Prasad Arial has described the tourism sector as the backbone of the economy and called for stronger efforts from all stakeholders to expand the industry and increase foreign currency earnings. Inaugurating the 59th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Association of Tour and Travel Agents, NATA, in Kathmandu, Speaker Arial called on the government to address policy and structural challenges facing the tourism sector and urged tourism-related organizations, Nepal Airlines and the Nepal Tourism Board to make stronger and more effective efforts to promote the sector's development. Addressing the same event, Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation, Khadakraj Paudil, said the government is committed to promoting tourism in partnership with the private sector by addressing policy and structural challenges. He also said plans to introduce bachelor's and master's level courses in health tourism and to operate Nepal Airlines Corporation under a public-private partnership model. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
इन्डिया जाने मम्मी चाइना जाने दुवै जना फेसबुक र भाइबरमा जीरो अनि हामीले कसरी कन्ट्याक्ट गर्ने
तिमीहरू फेसबुक र भाइबरमा हिरो भएर के गर्ने नेपाल टेलिकमले ल्याएको सेवा सुविधाको बारेमा जीरो रहेछौ अहिले नेपाल टेलिकमले रोमिङ सेवा ल्याएको छ चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Minister for Information and Communications Dr. Bikram Timilsina has directed the concerned agencies to give top priority to expanding access to quality telecommunications services, particularly in remote and underserved areas. In a discussion with the Nepal Telecommunications Authority and Nepal Dursanchar Company Limited, Minister Dr. Timilsina said complaints about weak telephone and internet services are reported consistently by users, urging both the regulator and the state-owned service provider to take effective measures to improve service quality and expand coverage. He also called for coordination among government bodies, including the Department of Roads and Nepal Electricity Authority, to prevent delays in infrastructure projects. The Supreme Court has ordered police to produce Janastha Weekly's chief editor Kishore Shrestha before the court on Monday for further proceedings. A single bench of Justice Balkrishna Dhakal issued the order following a habeas corpus petition filed by Shrestha's wife seeking his release. The petition claimed that Shrestha had been arrested without a legal basis. Police arrested him on Wednesday night, while the Kathmandu District Court on Thursday granted permission to keep him in police custody for 3 days. United Nations Population Fund, UNFPA, representative for Nepal, Sriram Haridas, has held separate meetings with Health and Food Safety Minister Nisa Mehta and Minister for Women, Children, Gender and Sexual Minorities and Social Security, Chita Badi. During the meetings, discussions focused on strengthening cooperation in women's and children's health, maternal health, family planning, population management, gender equality and mental health services. Minister Mehta stressed the need to improve the quality and accessibility of health services for women and children and to strengthen collaboration in reproductive and maternal health care. Likewise, Minister Badi said the partnership should focus on practical results that directly benefit citizens and discussed strengthening the rights and protection of sexual and gender minorities, ending discrimination and ensuring equal access to health, social and legal services. A 3-day youth conference aimed at strengthening young people's participation in climate change in climate policy and decision-making has begun in Kathmandu. More than 180 youths from all 7 provinces are taking part in the local conference of Youth Nepal 2026 organized by Nepali Youth for Climate Action and Youth Action for Sustainable and Eco-Nepal, with support from the youth and children's group affiliated with the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change. The conference will discuss ways to strengthen youth skills and participation in climate action and connect local initiatives with national and global climate processes. The conference will also prepare the National Children and Youth Climate Change Declaration 2026, incorporating youth priorities and recommendations for Nepal's climate policies and the global COP process. Now, onto an international news update. Constitutional Council in France has struck down legislation that would have banned children under 15 from using social media, ruling that the media violated their freedom of expression and communication. The legislation approved by French lawmakers in July was intended to address concerns about the impact of social media on children's mental health. The Constitutional Council said the ban was neither appropriate, necessary, nor proportionate, and also raised concerns about age verification requirements and the lack of sufficient legal safeguards. The ruling comes as several countries consider tighter controls on children's access to social media, with the European Commission also proposing measures to delay children's access to such platforms. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of the monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Moderate rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions, at some places in the Tarai region of Lumbini and Sutrapashchim provinces, and at a few places in Madhes, Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces today. Heavy rainfall is also likely at one or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and in the hilly and Tarai regions of Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has said the monsoon trough is near its normal position in the eastern region, while in the west it has shifted northward and is currently close to Nepal. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 28 and 30 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here's a quick recap of the headlines. Government tightens rules on foreign visits, forms Genji Agreement Implementation Committee. National Assembly Committee calls for implementation of National Human Rights Commission recommendations. 3-day Youth Climate Conference begins in Kathmandu for stronger climate action and participation. And top court in France overturns social media ban for under 15s. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.